but I don't think the salamander is amphibious, is he? The salamander doesn't go in water, I don't think, much, does it?
Salamander is a chump?
Yes.
And how about, do you use different things like the sea frog or bullfrog?
Well, bullfrogs, we have a good many bullfrogs. And we have a little tree frog, too. We refer to small-type frog. We don't say the frog croaks, we say he hollers.
Right.
And they're called rain frogs.
Rain frogs.
And that's an indication of rain when they begin to holler.
I see.
Yeah, all types of frogs.
That's a spring frog is different from a rain frog.
Yeah.
The
rain frog has a high shrieking sound. The bullfrog has a low, very low bass.
And ordinary worms can use for bait for fishing.
Well, it's red worms and what do you call these worms? Elizabeth, you remember, you throw out dishwater. Some are called wigglers. And then you get them out of the ground, you put a grunting stub and take a wooden board and cause vibrations in the ground and the worms will come out.
Earthworms.
Earthworms, and that's called get them out with the sounding board. A grunting board.
Grunting
board? Yeah. Grunt them. It's called a grunter. They grunt them out.
And how about a buck that sends off light?
Lightning bug.
And insect with a long, thin body, very, very filmy wings, and it hovers over weeds around water.
It's called a mosquito fly.
Mosquito fly.
Whether you
use
snake doctor. Now this mosquito fly hovers over stagnant water and.
About this long?
No, some of them are nearly that long, but you must be talking about something else.
Sometimes these are called mosquito hawks.
Well, yeah, flies are mosquito hawks.
Devil's darning
needle
or snake doctor.
And we use mosquito hawk.
Mosquito
hawk.
And
the
kind of bug that builds a nest out of mud.
A
wasp and dirt daubers, they call dirt daubers.
Dirt daubers sting?
Sting, yes. Yes.
And how about nuts that ripen underground?